Mm-mm. We've got to put our meat. What if it was that? What if that was the lyric? Here at Ted's, we have to put our meat in your mouth. Oh man, here we are, man. Jew fucking lie. Huh? July. July the 5th. I'm watching the Lakers-Celtic 30-30 on ESPN. Who just went at... Was that Danny Ainge? Danny Ainge just went after Dominique Wilkins in a replay of some shit, some goddamn sport. Danny Ainge is with who now? The Phoenix Suns? Isn't he a general manager or some bullshit? God, Bird's being... Larry Bird was being guarded really well in this one play by the Warriors. And they just smoked his fucking ass. He smoked their ass. I mean, oh fuck. This is from 76. No. Oh, that's the Celtics against the Suns. Larry Bird hits a buzzer beater. And I don't know what it was, but it reminded me of the 76 NBA Finals. Yeah, I know. I'm old. But you, if you didn't see that, you missed a goddamn series against the Suns and the Celtics. Triple overtime game. Unfucking real. Gar Hurd hit a fallaway jumper with no time left to force another overtime. Havlicek fucking hit another buzzer beater. It was an insane. Richie Powers, the referee, got attacked by a fan. There was literally a fight in the middle of the floor between a referee and a fan. It was insane. Tommy Heinsohn was the coach of the Celtics. I think it was John McLeod was coach of the Phoenix Suns. It was a mad, mad world. It was a maniac fucking series, dude. We wanna put our meat in your mouth. Or how about we wanna put our meat in your mouths, plural. Johnny Most was the play-by-play guy for the Celtics. Showtime. It's the Showtime Lakers. 80 Lakers. 80s Lakers. I had season tickets. And I'm here to tell you, it was a great time, man. Who the fuck is that? They're showing a guy. I don't recognize him at all. Danny Ainge was a little fucking whiny-ass bitch. God damn, I hated him. Everybody, every Laker fan hated Danny Ainge. And we hated them all. And when I say hate, that's, you know, obviously we respected and admired them. Now, I'd sit down, I'd buy them all beers, you know, just to hear the stories. But at the time, Danny Ainge seemed like he was just a whiny little motherfucker. And so it was just, would you shut up, Ainge? It's always, whenever he was crying about something, oh, Ainge, sit down. But all of them, man, Kevin McHale, who's their fucking center? Oh, Robert Parrish, Dennis Johnson, great guard, Dennis Johnson, great shooting guard, point guard, Kevin McHale and ML Carr, who the other forward was, I can't remember. ML Carr came off the bench, I forget who it was. Oh, it was McHale. McHale and Burt, dig that for a couple of forwards. Holy Christ. Then you had Parrish, and then you had Danny Ainge and Dennis Johnson as your guards. It's a good basketball team. Beat our ass in 83, and then we beat them twice, right? Yeah, 85 and 87.
Oh, man. Fuck, I'm here to tell you.
Okay. So I withdrew from my acting class today only because Maria's been at our house. She's been going through her rehab, and I haven't been able to make it the last month. And I decided I'd withdraw from the class because, frankly, I got it, you know, and I'm not saying that I'm a proficient actor, but I've got the essentials of what I was trying to get from that. It was a cold reading workshop. So that'll kind of free Wednesday up a little bit. I've got to send over the spots from week of 629 and 626. Okay. That is important. Narrated by Ice Cube. What? This is the 30-30 best of enemies, Lakers and Celtics. They should have... I don't know if they're focusing... I didn't see the all of the first part. They should have the 60s Lakers and Celtics. Christ, that was a war, man. How many times they play? Seven fucking times, I think. And the Celtics beat them every time. Beat the Lakers every time. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Somebody ought to write a book about that if they haven't already. I'm sure they have. Someone should write about the Lakers-Celtic rivalry of the 60s. Seven games, I think, and then always the Celtics. Red Auerbach and that fucking cigar. Kevin McHale had those fucking arms. They were incredibly long arms. Maybe it was an optical illusion. He had a big, big torso. He's a big man, McHale. What was he, 6'8", 6'9"? Huge. But these fucking arms, he could... I don't think Kevin McHale had to jump to grab a rebound. He could stand flat-footed and stick his arms up and outreach a lot of guys who were coming up off the floor. I'm telling you. It sounds crazy, but I'm telling you. Sounds crazy, but just trust me. Ooh, blew the free throw. Blew two. Well, what year was this, man? 83? Who gives a shit? No one cares, huh? No one cares. Nobody cares. I remember two distant bells. Oh, you whore. You whore? When my life is through. Hey, when's Wimbledon going, man? How come I keep missing that shit? Huh? What's the story with that? Huh? Keep missing that shit. Did this kid hit another one? This goddamn Yankee. What's the name of this kid? Christ, Aaron Judge. He's got 29 dingers already, man. Coming up on a halfway mark, you know? Because the All-Star game's what, next Tuesday? Oh, he fucking yanked that thing, man. That's a 398. Not bad. Not bad, not great. Who's this? Tell them I remember you. Now, you know, it's interesting. Now they're timing home runs, not just the length, the height, and how much time it took to get out of the park. Like, for instance, this home run, it was like 3.9 seconds. Oh, the home run derby's coming up. Oh, the home run derby's coming up. That had to be 83. They're showing the Celtics coming off the floor all joyous and jubilant and all this.
Steve Bozell is like, you know.
I got a bunch of uncashed fucking checks upstairs. Not uncashed, not deposited checks. That I don't know what happened, but there's like $8,000 worth of fucking checks sitting up there that I could use, man. I could desperately, desperately use.
Yeah, it was a song that I sang for my wife a long time ago. It goes, I remember you. No, I'll tell you though, Mr. Henry, I felt very confident that I could get my cuts in back when my, you know, this kid, guy came into my son's school, major league pitcher by the name of, he was a retired major league pitcher, Jim Whittington. But I was, that for me was one of the great things about it, you know. But I wanted to get my cuts in and try to, you know, show my son what I could do against Dick Jeffries. You remember a pitcher by the name of Dick Jeffries, Phil?
I do not know.
Well, he pitched major leagues, pitched for the Dodgers, the Angels, but he also pitched minor league ball out in Tucson. And he's a good friend of mine from Tennessee. He's a good friend of mine from the construction trade. I've known him. We got out to California because I did some work for him. But he was out of my son's school putting on a pitching clinic. And I decided I'd get in and show the kids a little something because I'd played baseball in college.
What school did you go to?
I went to Tennessee Chattanooga.
So you were a baseball player, huh?
Yeah, and I got in, took a few cuts, and I swung on it, and I hit this thing pretty good. I mean, I felt like I really nailed it, and it was a great. I'll tell you right now, it's a great shot. Unfortunately, it angled off into the wash. And I hit it real good. I got all of it. I had a good club head speed. And I hit it, and it angled just very, very sharp. But then it started to angle, and then started to hook in. And I heard it land, and it smashed something, and someone was yelling at me. And I said, look, so I took another swing. And this was right down. I said, it was beautiful. And then it bounced into some weeds, and eventually I lost it. So I had said to them, I said, all right, now you saw it. Everyone saw how beautiful it was. Obviously, it landed somewhere in the fairway, and they're all saying, okay, where? And I said, well, I can't find it, but. So at that particular time, I then said, I'm lying one. I'll just drop a ball, but I'm lying one.
Now, you can't do that.
You can't lie one.
I'm sorry, I can't lie one.
What that mean, lie one?
It means that that's his first shot.
You'd have to take a penalty.
Yes, you're absolutely right. I'd have to take a penalty. But in that particular situation, it was so beautiful. What is it? What? Say that again.
I remember too.
Well, a lot of it has to do with the Bologna. We did. We had cold cuts. We had the Bologna. We had.
Now, what is Bologna?
Bologna is interesting. I'm glad you asked me. It's a lunch meat filled. It's a cold cut. It is a cross between Bologna or Bologna, and it's a pet peeve of mine. It's Bologna. And my sons will say, "Mom, can I have a bologna?" And I'll say, "It is Bologna." And I'll do a joke with Steve, my husband. He says, "Can Are you making bologna or bolognese? Are you making bolognese?" And I said, "What's your story?"
Anyway, what are you making bolognese or?
Am I making bolognese? And so, a letter out of place, a word out of place, can be the difference between a disgrace and saving face.
I thought it was funny. I'd say, Mom's making bolognese. And,
What does that mean, making bolognese?
It means I'm making a bologna sandwich. All right?
Yeah.
All right. And so, when Steve will come along...
Yeah, I'll say bologna.
I've got it, Steve. He'll say, would you make some bolognese? And I'll say to him, you know, the boys are home, and they're hearing this. And he'll say, you know, right?
Yeah, well, it's bad.
It is bad, so I'll ask him to please clean it up. Are you making bolognese?
What is that one assistant? Jimmy Rogers, that cat with the gray perm, who was the assistant coach with the Celtics. Remember that guy? Is that his name? Jimmy Rogers? I thought it was Jimmy Rogers. Here comes Rambis. Oh, I remember this. He got, oh my God, he got fucking clotheslined. He got fucking clotheslined by McHale. Rambis got up ready to kill. Two-shot foul. Then Abdul-Jabbar put an elbow in fucking Bird's face. Jesus Christ. Oh, shit. Fucking Kareem is throwing elbows, man. Christ, he almost put somebody's fucking eye out. Holy Christ. You can really hurt somebody, though. Wow, man. What a series. This has got to be 85. Or maybe it's 87, but the fucking physicality of this one game I'm looking at. All right, man, I'm ready to do the do and the funky chicken too. Do the do and the funky chicken too. Hoochie coo. Do the do. Hoochie coo. All right, man. Testing 1, 2, 3.
When those days unfold, days unfold.
I'll grab the hand.
love it.
Speed.
Right on, baby. All right, man, I'm ready to do this.